You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. By the way, that's the only song from the 90s that I really like. Although I was looking at a list yesterday, and you know who I kind of miss? And this is going to sound very strange from a 53-year-old man. Alanis Morissette. You know she's still touring?
Is she? For still, a while she retired because she made...
You can book her. Yeah. I would go see that show, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the annoying women in the audience?
I know.
Were like growing up in the 1990s.
Hey, I went to a Stevie Nicks concert. Nothing could be worse.
No. 90s angst, much worse than 70s angst. Trust me. All right. Before we get back to our guest, we head to the offices of Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruno, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages rallied sharply on Wednesday, and the Dow was up 617 points to 25,366. Investors focused on comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jeremy Powell and perceived a more dovish tone in his discussion of current interest rates. In economic news, real gross domestic product grew at a 3.5% annual rate during the third quarter, in line with the initial estimates and consensus expectations. These numbers indicate the economy remains strong and should not deter the Federal Reserve from holding to its plans to increase short-term interest rates by another 0.25% at its December meetings. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.83%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.31%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.39%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury bond was up 11/32nds, yielding 3.019%. Gold futures were up $3.30 at $1,233 even. Crude oil futures were up 71 cents at $51 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,312, a negative 53 points. ADM at 45.99, Ameren 67.87, Caterpillar 129.23, Norfolk Southern 167.73, PPG 108.01, Tate & Lyle 36.55, and Mueller Water 10.95. And I quote one of our founding fathers, Thomas Paine, "The balance of power is the scale of peace." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, Jamie, we appreciate that. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right. We have a couple of things we need to get done before the 9 o'clock hour. That is, find out what's going on with the United Way. Debbie Bogle's in the studios to do that. We also have to qualify people for our Heinkel's Holiday Hero gift package. Now, we're doing one of these boxes a week, right?
A week, yes. What you doing there?
In professional broadcasting, that would be like you would fill,
I'm
right?
Sorry.
Instead of going a big long
doing.
Pause and then go, what are you doing there? I'm looking for my copy. I want to be able to tell everybody what's in the box of goodness. They sell these, by the way. $60. They're normally $80, but for the holidays, you can get them for $60. You have until December 15th to guarantee the box by Christmas, you know, because they have to put all these together. And this is Heinkel's Holiday Sampler. And by the way, there's one thing that doesn't change is the tradition and the recipes and the quality of the product. You got the third, fourth generation of Heinkel's running it and doing it in a very modern way, but you got the great-grandfather's story from Germany. I've actually held the recipe book in my hand.
Ooh.
Like the handwritten recipe book bought over on a boat from Germany back in like the 1912. It's cool. And I can't give any of the secrets, but I've held it. It was sort of like one of those documents, like, you know, like those Nicolas Cage movies, you know, where they go like National Treasure. Yeah. That's what it was like. Anyway, this box of goodness has a half Heinkel's ham. That's about a 10-pound average. That has been a Christmas tradition since 1912. It comes with 3 pounds of premium bacon, a pound of jalapeno and cheese wieners, that, by the way, the 2017 Kids' Choice Champion and the 2017 Grand Champion. When they do these big awards, I mean, they've won everything.
My favorite.
Polish sausage. Their Polish sausage is the number one seller. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Grill it or deep fry it. Cut it up in baked beans or your favorite breakfast casserole. There's all kinds of great things you can do with it. The chili con carne is one of the most versatile products. It comes as a chili base, chili made your way during those cold months. You can mix it with Velveeta cheese, and you got yourself a party dip. Plus, it's great for chili mac. It's amazing. And then you have the andouille sausage, which is perfect for your jambalaya or a pot of gumbo. You've got the ring bologna, which is a grand champion 8 out of the last 16 years in this category. Great for sandwiches, right? They say it's best on a Ritz cracker. The Bockwurst is not my favorite. I'm not going to lie to you. Not everybody likes everything. Mine is the bockwurst. But I know people that love it. And they love to boil it and serve with a dipping mustard is the way that that's sort of served. Now, the Braunschweiger, the spreadable sausage. There is nothing better than this in life. They say on a Ritz cracker, but I say sandwich. Mustard, you can do onions. I like bread and butter pickles, but you got to have dark bread. Rye being the best.
Making me hungry.
We're good on that?
Oh.
Absolutely. All right. So we're giving one of these boxes away for four straight weeks. And if you are callers, and I'm trying to do this, I'm not being mean to Lindsay. Lindsay has requested to have a higher number of callers because if you are streaming and more, I mean, it used to be 80% of our audience was terrestrial, 20% was streaming. Now it's like 50% of our audience is terrestrial and 50% are streaming. And so there's a little bit of a delay. You might have anywhere from 8 to 20 to 30 to 40 seconds delay depending on your stream and how you're accessing it through your dashboard, your phone, whatever it might be. So I will do what numbers. I'm going to let you pick what numbers you would like. Three callers.
We're going to go 23, 24, 25.
23, 24, 25 at 875-1340. That way the people on the stream have a chance because they're hearing this 30 seconds later to get in on the contest. So call right now at 875-1340. We'll get back on the other side of the break. We're going to visit with Debbie Bogle from the United Way. We had our United Way campaign event this past Tuesday to kick off things here for... So I'm telling you, there's nowhere near late on doing this. You could still have plenty of time. And we'll tell you how your company can get involved on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally, indicator for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Podcasts are not just a novelty. Thanks to smartphones and tablets, they are a way of life. Did you know that in the last month, almost a quarter of Americans have listened to their favorite podcasts? With the Naughty Gator app, you can check out our most popular podcast from Byers & Company, sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can catch full hourly podcasts from Byers & Company, interviews with your favorite guests, and digital exclusives from Byers & Company you can only catch with our podcasts, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. So check out the latest Byers & Company podcasts when you download the Nowdicator app and you do it today.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is Toyotathon still on?
Yes, it is. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and lease offers on our amazing Toyota vehicles.
But you better hurry. It all ends January 2nd.
Mom?
Hi, honey. Yeah.
How did you get on this line?
Well, this is a time for family, so your father and I decided to come and help you out. James, honey, say hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Mom and Dad, I'm kind of busy with a customer right now.
Hi, Jan's mom and dad.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And what Jan was going to say is this is the perfect time to save on the sporty Camry, adventurous RAV4, bold Tacoma, versatile Highlander, and more.
Wow, that sounds great.
Huh, that was actually spot on. Thanks, Mom.
Well, your father's here, too.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, you can get low APR financing on a 2018 Toyota. Offer ends January 2nd. For more great deals on other Toyotas, visit toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Did you know the greatest opportunity for economic growth comes from existing businesses? Hi, I'm Tim Stone, and Decatur Memorial Hospital is an investor in the Economic Development Corporation. The EDC can help your company grow through small business development services, customized market research, and data analysis. Your business expansion could be eligible for tailored incentives. Learn more at DecaturEDC.com or call 217-422-9520. We are the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday, laying down knowledge on and off the air. Debbie Bogle in the studios from the United Way. By the way, I walked outside when Debbie arrived, and Coach and I were having this conversation about how incredibly old-fashioned he is and tight, and the first thing you said to me was what?
That it was 100% true, that I learned from him, Lindsay, that if you go into a meeting...
You learned from Coach, you mean?
And you're asking for money, that you go in, you make your ask, you make your plea, and then you just sit there.
Who taught you that?
Brian did.
There you go.
And you just sit there no matter how uncomfortable it is.
And you just stare at them.
And then eventually the other person's going to, they're going to say, you can have all my money.
Yeah. first and foremost, I think she's exaggerating that completely.
Not at all. No, I've been with you in meetings like that. I walked into a meeting with 10 people in there, and Brian wanted $50,000 for a fundraiser he was doing. said what he needed, and just sat there. And we walked out of that room with $50,000.
I've been in those kind of meetings with him, too.
Yes. He just sat there. And then everybody's just kind of like getting a little uncomfortable.
He just waits for the guy to blink.
And then somebody says, well, I'll give you $5,000. And then it just, you know, snowballed. That's what I learned.
I know.
Okay. That's what I learned from Brian.
All right. So I guess then what we'll have is a lot of dead air here. You're going to make an ask and then just sit and wait for people to call the United Way. I know that we were talking about old school traditions. It used to be United Way would have a campaign. It would wrap up by Christmas. You make an announcement.
Right.
But the world's evolved and changed in a gazillion ways. Some of it good, some of it not good. But it, you know, it is what it is. Now, we're sitting here November 29th, it's not, and you really are collecting, you know, from companies all the way into the spring when you do your annual dinner and right. sort of give out your awards. So, for anybody out there thinking it's too late to have a United Way campaign, this is all for next year.
Right, and typically, yes, we have it in the fall because people want to start their payroll deduction in January, so then it's
and
that
for tax
year.
Purposes yes. and all of that.
Makes
yes.
it pretty easy. But we have companies that, you know, the fall is not a great time for them to run their campaign. And, you know, we have some companies that are, you know, in the agriculture business who they want to do theirs, you know, June, July. Because nothing much going on there. Everything's just growing.
Yeah.
And in the fall and the spring, they can't do it. So we really start any time of the year that works for the business. It doesn't matter to us when you actually want to facilitate that.
Absolutely. So I just want to make sure that because there's people out there that still think things kind of run the
right.
same. Oh, well, it's almost the end of the year. We forgot. We'll do it next year. Well, this is for next year.
Yes, it is for next year. And the bulk of it does happen in the fall. That's when, you know, you're right. It's typical that people will do that. And a lot of it's during when they're renewing their benefits, their insurance, those types of things. So it all kind of falls in together. But we have campaigns in January and we have them in April and just all year round. So there's no time that we won't start a campaign or come in and talk to your employees and get something rolling.
Okay, now let me tell you, let's talk to the HR people out there because I love the HR people. The world wouldn't revolve without them.
Right.
They are your ultimate dot your I's, cross your T's. You know, they make sure everything happens.
Exactly.
With that comes sort of a set in the way, kind of like, oh, I don't want to upset the apple cart. That's out of my routine. I just notice this about personalities.
Right.
I mean, you know, job categories. You guys make this as easy as possible for them.
Yes. And a lot of times maybe an employer will think it's the HR's job to do this and facilitate it. And that's not really true. We want somebody to champion this, and that doesn't mean assign it to somebody, you know,
no, but at the end of the day,
list.
Payroll deduction, that kind of stuff, it's going to pass over
eventually
that
eventually it will get to yes. that person. And, you know, we do everything we can to make it easy for them. We have input the payroll deductions. We have I've literally sat in an office and labeled pledge forms for people for days on end. So we are here to make it easy. We don't want it to be a burden on anybody in your facility. So we can do all of that legwork for you, whatever it is that you need for us to do to help help HR, help them get this processed.
Got it. So people can contact you at the office, social media, online. You'll come make presentations. Like ours took 20 minutes. We have our CSA meeting once a month. And so when we get all of our internal employees together, you come in and even though we do this every year, you
right.
still are, you know.
Things change and there's new information to give out.
And new people and
yes.
new employees
mm-hmm.
and all that. Now, our company does an incentive, and I would like to encourage other companies to do the same thing. We do, if you donate $300, you get an extra vacation day.
Right.
And we'll do that if you do $600. We'll do up to two extra vacation days.
Yes.
And $600.
Which is one of the best that I've seen, one of the best incentives, company incentives for an employee campaign. Most
especially when you sit and don't blink and Holvey still won't
yes.
go for it. No, I'm just kidding. We've got, you know, good company that does that
right.
kind of stuff. But it does encourage. I mean, before we did that versus after we did that, you saw a tremendous increase in
yes.
the percentage of giving. And then you think, well, $600 is, you know, a lot of money for some folks. But when you split it out over 24 pay periods.
Right, it's manageable.
Yeah.
And the bulk of our campaign and that's why it's still, you talk about old school, you know, filling
yep.
out a pledge form, those types of things. And a lot of people have gone to especially the larger companies, to an online system. But it is that payroll deduction piece that I want to give $1, $2, $5 a paycheck that makes it manageable for people so they can be a part of the community.
Well,
in this way.
Let me encourage the companies why this is smart for them. And it may be a little bit more of a pain, or it may be, you know, but that employee that gives $5 a paycheck feels so much better about their gift and having an impact and their ability to do that. That you know, you look at everybody, and I've spent a lot of time in the last 2 years studying this about how we're recruiting employees and how we're attracting employees and what employees are looking for. People want to work for a company that has a brand, and a brand that they buy into and that gives back and is a part of the community. And so them writing a $20 check versus being able to give $300 over the entire, you know, 12 months is a big deal to that employee.
It is. And
a big deal to the United Way.
Yes. We are talking to a company in town that just got bought out by another company. And the company that that they are becoming now does a double match for their any giving.
Yeah.
And so the company here didn't even know that. And I'm like, hey, listen to this. This is pretty awesome. I don't know of any other company that does a double match.
Yeah.
So if you get your employee gives $5, that turns into $15.
Yes.
That's huge. And
then if he gives $300 for the year, that turns into...
Yes. And so then the employees are, they appreciate that.
Yeah.
That, you know, if I'm going to invest in something, the company's going to do this as well. That's a win.
I'm just saying all of this matters. Mm-hmm. It matters because it's the right thing to do. But I'm telling you, on the other end of this, there's good things for you as a company about your culture, about your vibe, about the happiness of your employees. It's not all about just giving the gift. That's the most important part and where the money goes and what the United Way does with it. But the secondary sort of benefit of this is it helps your culture.
Yes, it really changes how your employees react and volunteer. And you can, we talk about Consociate all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They do just some amazing things in the community, and that shifted several years ago where they weren't doing a whole lot, and now they're just, I mean, they're out there all the time. They let their employees volunteer. That's a huge thing. So, yes, it changes the way your employees feel about the company.
All right, we got to take a break, and we'll get back here, give you some Christmas gift ideas, and we have our gift of the day we have to do as well, which this is perfect, right, because the gift of the day is the Decatur Area Arts Council. And so we'll have the winner tomorrow morning, right? Is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
And then the Christmas articles, that opens tomorrow night. They have their, like, Friday, first Friday, where they have everybody down to enjoy it. And you're going to be able to take your $100 gift card down there if you're the winner and buy some Christmas gifts. So we'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Cloudy and highs near 41. Then tonight, 20% chance of rain, patchy fog, otherwise cloudy with lows around 34 degrees. Friday, some area of fog in the morning with otherwise cloudy skies and highs near 43. And Saturday, showers, possible thunderstorm before noon, and a chance of showers after that, highs near 62. It is 31 degrees in downtown Decatur.
From homework to practice, Busey understands the demands of back to school. Simplify your family's finances with innovative banking solutions from Busey. Download the Busey mobile app to deposit checks, view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and other people. Start the school year off right. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is Toyotathon still on?
Yes, it is. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and lease offers on our amazing Toyota vehicles.
But you better hurry. It all ends January 2nd.
Mom?
Hi, honey. Yeah.
How did you get on this line?
Well, this is a time for family, so your father and I decided to come and help you out. James, honey, say hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Mom and Dad, I'm kind of busy with a customer right now.
Hi, Jan's mom and dad.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And what Jan was going to say is this is the perfect time to save on the sporty Camry, adventurous RAV4, bold Tacoma, versatile Highlander, and more.
Wow, that sounds great.
Huh, that was actually spot on. Thanks, Mom.
Well, your father's here, too.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, you can get low APR financing on a 2018 Toyota. Offer ends January 2nd. For more great deals on other Toyotas, visit Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Hi, this is Brady Streckfus from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mezzanine main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a mezzanine main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! Oh my God!
We have, count them, 32 gifts of the day to give away between now and Christmas. Today, it's the Decatur Area Arts Council, and they're all about inspiring creative experiences that transform our community. You can visit the Madden Arts Center in downtown Decatur to experience one of their many exhibits, events, classes, or programs designed to entertain and educate. But right now, until December 29th, the Ann Lloyd Gallery has been transformed into a holiday shop with Christmas articles. Make a gift purchase from an array of original art and fine crafts, including jewelry, purses, decorative items, paintings, photography, ceramics, woodworking, baskets, ornaments, and more at all kinds of affordable prices. Hours for the Christmas Articles Holiday Shop are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 10 to 4. Throughout the year, treat yourself to a wide range of programs and classes for kids, adults, seniors, and groups, from beginners to experts. Visit one of the monthly gallery exhibits, arrange an arty party for your kids or adult friends, attend arts events like Midday Music or Member Plus, take bus trips to see a Broadway show in St. Louis, and much more. But the perfect gift this holiday season is a membership with the Decatur Area Arts Council. As a donor member of the Arts Council, you can not only provide support for the arts in the community, but you also receive discounts on classes and programs, as well as personal invitations to special events. Learn more about the arts in Decatur or become a member of the Arts Council at DecaturArts.org. You sure that's right, DecaturArts.org?
Jerry wrote those, so I hope so.
I'm sorry, what did?
Jerry wrote those out for me, so I sure hope so.
It might be. I'm pulling it up now as we speak. Anyway, no, that's not it. I didn't think so. We'll correct that. Can you get the right one before I'm done here? All right. The Christmas articles is great. I know you think that people who are local artists have put together stuff that's sometimes very expensive, and they have nice things down there, but they got price points all over the place, from one-of-a-kind handmade Christmas cards to ornaments to jewelry. $100 go a long way, and if you get to the Now Decatur Facebook page right now, you can like, comment, feel free to share, and tomorrow morning we'll announce our winner, and that just in time for their big deal tomorrow as they open up the Christmas articles at the Decatur Area Arts Council in downtown Decatur, 125 North Water, our gift of the day.
DecaturArts.org.
DecaturArts.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just tried that. Anyway, we'll get, the link is on our website at NowDecatur.com. And then explain to everybody how they get involved in the grand prize. We have a $100 gift card from each of the 32 businesses. Mm-hmm. We're giving away one every day or two every day. And then there's a $3,200 shopping spree that you can, one person is going to win $3,200 to all of these stores. And they go to the NowDecatur.com website or the app, and they click on Deck the Town.
Yep. And then they visit the participating businesses, and they find the specific code to that business. You go to the Deck the Town page. You can see all those businesses listed. Click on the logo for that business, and you can enter. Now, you do have to register with our opt-in club, but you only have to do it once.
Great. So once you write, and you can register through Facebook, which is simple,
yeah,
and easy,
that's
way to do it.
Way to do it.
And so each 32 of the businesses have an individual code at their business. So you can enter 32 times to win the $3,200.
Yes.
If you're, you know, I think people are industrious.
That goes
to
the 21st.
And by the way, a great time to do that would be next Wednesday's Christmas walk, because they're all going to be open and you can wander in and out and get all the codes. Huh? And the United Way will be here as our open house to give a campaign update.
Yes.
Which is why we didn't ask you about that this morning.
All right.
Let's save it for a surprise.
That works.
Debbie Bogle.
Thank you.
Coach, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. If you missed any of the show today, podcast is available at NowDecatur.com, the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcasts. Presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We will see you tomorrow morning. And then don't forget, Vespers this weekend, Christmas parade. Got the starlighting campaign, the ceremony of that. The podcast is up at NowDecatur.com. Lots going on as we get into the holiday season. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But, man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh, man, there ain't no...